much fun.
Oh, there's never anything on this time of night.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Parce qu'il fallait une.
Oh, you didn't know? It's me. It's that D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James. And you're listening on the SNS Radio Network. And if you ain't down with that, I got two words for you. Suck it.
Hey, this is Badass Billy Gunn.
My name is Armando Alejandro Estrada.
Hey, it's Rotor Animal. What a rush.
Yo, monkeys, it's me, DDP, the king of bada bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you, well, you monkey, stay tuned or you will feel bang!
I am the genius, full of glory and renown, Lanny Poppins.
What's up, all you stars and stars? This is Mariette.
It's Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels, Mr. Hall of Fame, 2011, on SNS Radio Network. See ya, and I wouldn't want to be ya.
Is listening.
Survivor Series just a mere 2 hours away. Tonight on the Pro Wrestling Rewind, we'll break it down for you. Every match, your predictions, your calls, what will happen at the second longest running pay-per-view in WWE history. We're going to look at all that and the news of the week tonight on The Rewind, next.
The power is back, and here we go!
The Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Oh my God, I can't believe it!
I am here to give my opinion on the product, whether you agree or disagree.
That's called the power, brother!
Pro Wrestling's Truth Detector back one more time. Not quite 100% yet, but nonetheless here. I have filled myself full of Zycam and Halls, and I am here. Good evening, my friends, pro wrestling fans and conspiracy theorists all across the seven continents. It is I, Pro Wrestling's Truth Detector, serving humanity merely by showing up the Power Institute for Advanced Creative Theorism right here in the Pro Wrestling Rewind. On the SNS Radio Network, Survivor Series Sunday has arrived. you can start counting the number of times I'm going to be coughing here during the program. no, there we go. That's two. That's three. Seriously, ladies and gentlemen, Survivor Series now. Seriously. Oh, stop! You just ruined my intro. The Power just admitted that he isn't straight edge. Okay, so basically, I can't put... Do you want to go? I can't put water in my body. I can't put food in my body. Come on. Even CM Punk has a smidgen of common sense when it comes to when it comes to being straight edge. That's just crazy. Good God in heaven. But anyway, I digress. Survivor Series Sunday is just around the corner. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be quite honest with you this evening. Not quite... as prepared as I would normally be for a program, had quite a curve thrown at me earlier this week. Besides the fact that I have not been feeling whatever JJ has, or whatever JJ contracted weeks ago has somehow made its way across the continent and has firmly planted itself here behind the silver PIB microphone and has infected the most powerful man in all of radio. So it tries. There's four. It tries. It puts the lotion on its skin. It tries to take the power out, and it did. It is. I can count on my fingers, ladies and gentlemen, the number of times that I have not done this program due to illness. It just doesn't happen. And so I was not going to go through this week and not have a program for you. So I wanted to make it abundantly clear. I talked to JJ. We're going to go ahead. Survivor Series. We're going to do open line Wednesday on a Sunday night. And we're going to do it here momentarily. We're going to break down the matches for Survivor Series. We're going to take a look tonight. And then when it's all said and done, ladies and gentlemen, we get through the fastest 90 minutes in all of pro wrestling media. Then you got plenty of time to go get the groceries, go get the beer, go get the pizza, the wings, whatever you're going to get. And stay right here at 8 o'clock for of course the flagship of the network Sunday Night Showdown, your Survivor Series coverage tonight. But I digress. Let us get to some of the news of the week brought to you by Headlocks to Headlines, the official news source of the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Vince's focus said, according to the Wrestling Observer newsletter, it is said that Vince's focus is 100% on Raw right now. One source noting that SmackDown always comes off better on TV because head writer Ed Koski is pretty much left to do his job without having to do so many rewrites. Raw has more rewrites every week and has Vince putting in a lot more input than on SmackDown. So, if the fandom, if the WWE Universe admits that SmackDown is the better product, at what point, ladies and gentlemen, does Vince McMahon look at himself and say, you know what? I need to hang up my swagger and call it a career. I got the opportunity last night. I was sitting down. I was watching Netflix. And the Rise and Fall of WCW is on Netflix, and if you haven't had the opportunity to watch it, I strongly suggest you do. It basically tells the story of the National Wrestling Alliance, Jim Crockett Promotions, WCW through Hurd, through Turner, through all of them up to Bischoff, and of course the eventual demise. And there were times, excuse me, is that six? Are we keeping track? There were times, ladies and gentlemen, when we have to admit that WCW was doing the right things. And the only thing that killed the National Wrestling Alliance, specifically Jim Crockett Promotions, the only thing that killed Jim Crockett Promotions was they expanded too quickly, attempted to expand too quickly, spent too much money, went too far in the red. Once again, those who failed to learn from history repeat its mistakes. We've got the problem with WCW in the late 90s, and the AOL Time Warner merger kills World Championship Wrestling. At what point does Vince McMahon look back upon his kingdom and say, I'm done. I've done it all. I have more money than I could spend. Did you ever see the very last episode of Entourage? I'll equate it to this, ladies and gentlemen. If you've never seen Entourage, you've never watched that series, there's a series that you need to pick up and watch from beginning to end. One of the principal characters, played by Jeremy Piven, Ari. Jeremy, remember? He was the one who hit on Kelly Kelly. Got her phone number a while back when he was on Raw. They were promoting the used car dealership movie. What was that? The Goods. Which was another fabulous film. Why that film did not win an Oscar, I will never know. If you're in sales, you need to watch that, but I digress. Jeremy Piven, the Ari character, realizes he's about to lose his wife, lose his family. He has an epiphany. And he says, you know what? I've got more money than I need. He says to his business partner, take the business. Take the business. You can take the, but you can't take my, you can't take my monkey. What, no, what, not a monkey. What was it? The horseshoe. You can't take my horseshoe. I'm thinking of another movie. You can't take my horseshoe. He goes to his wife, gets some boy band, opera boy band, to come in and serenade her, and says, you know what? We're going to go to the Mediterranean, and we're just going to live. And then he's not there for a week. He's not there for a week, and he gets a phone call from some individual saying, you need to come back and run my company and be God. Now, at what point... at what point does Vince McMahon say to himself, I got news for Vince McMahon. Anthony in the chat room says, I heard a rumor Vince would rather have the WWE end than rather see it succeed without somebody else in control. I would tend to believe that, could you think about that for a minute? World Wrestling Entertainment, as we know it, the Vince McMahon era, this entity that started out with Hulk Hogan up until now, do you realize it's almost going to be 30 years? We're coming up soon in just a few years here. We're going to be coming up on 30 years that we've had the Vince McMahon era. Now, come on, at some point, you've got to hang it. He hung up his broadcasting cap. There's no way. Vince McMahon is greedy now. He's greedy in retirement. Believe me, he'd rather sell a stake in the company. He'd rather give it to, you know what? Shane McMahon did the right thing. Shane McMahon was smart to get the hell out. See what else is out there. But if I'm going to pick somebody to control this program, if I'm going to pick, who's going to run this company? Who's going to be the one yelling at Michael Cole in the earphone every week? If I'm going to pick somebody to run it, I'm sorry, but I've got to pick Triple H. Hunter Hearst Helmsley, whether you like it or not, is the evolution, no pun intended, is the evolution, the next generation of wrestling executive. Not Johnny Ace, not John Laurinaitis. Okay? John Laurinaitis just came along for the ride. One half of the Dynamic Dudes just managed to be in the right place at the right time, kissing Vince McMahon's ass. Let's tell it like it is here, ladies and gentlemen. I would is that seven? Thank you. I would if I had the opportunity, seeing as how it's Survivor Series Sunday, and we're going to get to your calls, we're going to get to the matches, we're going to break it down. But it wouldn't be the rewind if the power didn't go off on some sort of a rant. So, if I ran the WWE, and if I were going to take over things, and I knew that the ink was dry, and I could go and I could do anything I wanted to, the first thing I would do, seriously now, the first thing I would do after, now of course I got to do some prep work here. I got to look at contracts. I got to look at dollars and cents. I've got to look at the current roster. I've got to look at who's running all the separate divisions, what's making money, what is it. But when I take a look at the product itself, what I am looking at every single week, what you are looking at every single week on your television program, I wouldn't say anything. The media is going to release it. The left-wing French kook wrestling media, radio, television, print, and otherwise, they're going to go out and they're going to say that Vince is done, okay? And they're going to say that somebody, and because it's a public company, they'll make it public. Let's say Andy Knowles, the power Andy Knowles, buys controlling interest in Titan Sports, in away from Vince McMahon. Okay, the first thing we do is we rename it Power Sports. That's the first thing we do. But, excuse me, there's, is that eight? I've lost track. Then I go out on, I let Raw happen. Raw happens every week. And then after a match or two, I go out. Now, of course, Vince would not come out on Raw at that point. Vince would walk away. He would be gone. Which is a shame, because I would bring Vince McMahon out and I would tell Vince he was fired. Or I would tell Vince that I now own controlling share of the company and he can just take a walk. That's the first thing I would do. And I guarantee you the place would pop. But hold on. Now, the second thing that I would do, I would call that wretched excuse for a human being, the man who pretends that he is a play-by-play commentator every week. I would bring him up into the ring and I would go off on platitude upon platitude on how he's tried so hard since he's been here to do a good job, and how certain people in the back appreciated what he did. And then I would lay the bomb on him and I would fire Michael Cole's sorry ass. And I know that the world would erupt in a fervor, a frenzy of cheering, the likes of which we have not heard. Seriously, have not heard since the glory days of the WWE. Excuse me again. So, I've taken Vince McMahon completely out of the picture. I would then call Jim Ross back down. First thing I would do is I would have Jim Ross come into the ring and I would publicly apologize to Vince, to Jim Ross, for every crummy, lousy, stupid, asinine thing that the WWE has put this man through since back at WrestleMania 9 when they made him wear a toga. Now, he may not have, didn't really make the big deal about the fact that he wore a toga that event, but it doesn't matter. I would still publicly apologize on behalf of the WWE to simply ask, and I would ask Jim Ross, you know, you have absolutely no reason to take your job back. I can understand if you want to walk, go back to the restaurant business, sell barbecue sauce, whatever. But I and the fans of the WWE would appreciate it. I would say you would never be part of a storyline again. As a matter of fact, I would make it policy that under no circumstances would play-by-play commentators be involved in storylines ever again. I would ask him to take his job back. And if he did, he can go ahead and he can sit back. Him and Jerry Lawler on Raw. Now, I'd have some fun with it. I would go to SmackDown because Michael Cole would still think he'd have a job on SmackDown, right? So I would go to SmackDown. Now, the problem with this is that Michael Cole has been around SmackDown since its inception. I would then reach out to one Mr. Joey Styles, the voice of ECW, and I would ask him if he would be interested in broadcasting. He can go play by play. He can do what he does best. And then I would do the same thing over again on national television on SmackDown. And I would publicly humiliate and fire Michael Cole again. And I would put Joey Styles, if he wanted to, behind the microphone of SmackDown. Now, the question is, who would do the pay-per-views? Well, I'm sorry. The pay-per-views, we could go ahead and they could split them up. But to be perfectly fair and honest, I wouldn't go back to the Raw matches called by Raw announcer SmackDown. You know, I wouldn't do that. And you ask yourself, why doesn't Joey Styles want to do commentary anymore? He doesn't want to put up with this crap. I seriously, who would want to? Michael Cole is putting up with this in the mere hopes that somehow, some way, there will be some recognition of him as some great announcer. I wouldn't hire Mike Adamley back if you had Mickey James come and knock on my door. No way would that ever happen. I would reinstitute the World Tag Team Championship, put it back on Raw, leave the WWE Championships back on SmackDown. As much as I love the new Intercontinental Championship title trophy, I would make larger side plates. Put them on the belt. The belt can stay. It's nice. I would redo, I would require and demand immediately that the United States Heavyweight Championship title trophy be remade. I would advocate that when wrestlers are announced for matches, that the length of the match, the time limits, would also be announced. I would let a wrestler, an intelligent wrestler, do the booking. Insert favorite wrestler who knows how to book here. And I would stay as far away from a television camera after that as I possibly could. And you know the last thing I would do? I would, just for fun, I would find out who the person was behind the computer, who the Raw general manager was, and I would publicly embarrass them too. I would publicly embarrass them and fire them and break the laptop and say, here's your severance, knock yourself out. I would take Edge to do that job. Foley's been there. I you know what? Edge will be a great choice because Edge knows how to talk on the mic. Edge is great on the stick. I could see that happen. Yes. In my world of the WWE, so much would change. But it would be so much. Oh, what to do about Miz? What to do about Captain Irrelevant? You know, I wouldn't do anything to Miz. I wouldn't do anything to Miz outside of turn him face. I would have Ron the Truth Killings beat the living tar out of the Miz so bad that the mere mention of Ron the Truth Killings' name would send shivers up and down the spines of wrestlers. And when you said the Miz's name, you'd wonder how the man is going to come back. Sensational Sean in the chat room says, so Andy would basically commit many unethical things against several people and possibly get a lawsuit from Cole and the anonymous GM. I don't see what is unethical. Because correct me if I'm wrong, but is Connecticut not an at-work state? There's nothing to say. The WWE has millions of dollars. They can buy out contracts. They can. You know what? There's so many things that the WWE could get people on that they choose not to. You don't think we couldn't find something on Michael Cole if we had to? I'm sure we could. But I digress. Some people in the chat room, too, saying, what would I do about Mickey? Would Mickey James come back? I would bring Mickey James back. You know what I would do? I would bring back the Women's Championship, put it back on Raw, leave the Divas Championship on SmackDown. I would extend contracts to women that can actually wrestle, Mickey James included. Excuse me, is that 9 or 10 now? The Divas, you know, I would throw a lot of money at TNA and try to bring some of the knockouts over. Could you imagine the beautiful people in the WWE? Could you imagine what kind of hell the beautiful people could bring to the Divas division? Think about it for a minute. Imagine Velvet Sky and Angelina Love on Raw or SmackDown. That would be phenomenal. ODB, bring ODB on. Put her on SmackDown. That's her crowd. But the biggest thing I would do is I would get rid of Michael Cole. And the sooner, ladies and gentlemen, the sooner that the WWE recognizes that they need to get rid of that obtuse piece of flop, the better off this industry is going to be. Take a look at some of the things that happened towards the end of World Championship Wrestling. All the people that really, and you can blame Vince Russo, you can blame a lot of things, but look at the people that really made that company go downhill. No one can say it was the announce team. No one can say that it was the announce team in World Championship Wrestling that killed the product. Whether you like Tony Schiavone or not, Jim Crockett Promotions, whether you like David Crockett or not, doesn't matter. At least those guys could call a match. Oh, if only it were my world. But it's not. We've got to take a break. When we come back, we'll go ahead. We will get to, we'll start breaking down Survivor Series for you. I'm going to take another swig of cough medicine here. Try to, and it's sugar-free cough medicine too before anybody starts to give me hell. And we'll take your phone calls. Don't forget, Sunday night showdown, 8 p.m. here. You're going to give you time. We're going right up until 7:30. We might go a little longer, but we'll give you plenty of time to get your pizza, get your beer, and get your groceries. When we come back, more of this special edition, the Pro Wrestling Rewind, right here on the SNS Radio Network.
This is the Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Not getting enough TNA wrestling? It's time to join TNAOnDemand.com. The place to access over 300 hours of classic TNA programming. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. TNAOnDemand.com is the ultimate resource for pay-per-views and exclusive TNA programming. Log on to gain instant access to every TNA DVD ever released. Go to TNAOnDemand.com to get started right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wrestling News Live is proud to bring to you a day in the life of Ric Flair. Woo!
You gotta beat Ric Flair!
Rick, are you wearing that robe again in here?
Woo!
I told you, no one wears it in here but me.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Rick, the dishes aren't done. Get the dishes done, Rick!
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. And I'm saying, woo, right here. I'm the man.
Or I'll show you who's the man.
I'll kiss your boots if you can do it. Woo!
That's it, pretty boy. It's on now.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
We got a 22 deuce. That's a domestic disturbance over at 707 Cordalis Street.
This has been a day in the life of Ric Flair, brought to you by Wrestling News Live.
Hey everyone, this is your favorite TNA knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to my number one fan and the sexiest man of radio, the power, Andy Knoll, right here on Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Speaking of the knockouts, did you see what happened? Now, Gail Kim, now the knockouts champion, and one half the knockouts tag team championship team. I find that amazing. I truly do. It's one of those situations, ladies and gentlemen, as my assistant has, thank you very much, my assistant, my acting Mr. Skipperdew Pro Tem has been kind enough here to, Little Power was kind enough to bring me a soda. I am broadcasting tonight from the mobile studios here at the PWR Northern Command here in beautiful upstate New York, where actually the weather has not been too terribly bad. And it has 50 degrees. I'm getting this, by the way. I always, whenever I have a soda, I always do this in memory of JSK. So bear with me 2 seconds here, ladies and gentlemen. This is our JSK memorial moment here. Unfortunately, that is not a beer. That is a Coke Zero. But anyway, it's it still means the same. The chat room is going off about, what do we got here now? What is Anthony asking? What is, somebody was asking, Anthony was asking JJ if he wanted me to do the rewind so that they wouldn't have to go long after the show. I asked to come on tonight. I asked to go ahead and do that tonight. What is that? JJ will go as long as JJ wants to go. But I digress. Negotiations, apparently reported negotiations between ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. Normally you would not take a sip of soda on the air, but let me do this here momentarily here. Much better. Reported negotiations between the WWE and Chris Jericho reportedly falling through, the Wrestling Observer Newsletter reporting. Chris Jericho's recent tweet about never wrestling for the WWE again may have something behind it. Sources report that while the WWE and Jericho had recently been in negotiations, something happened and the talks had fallen through. While most still expect Jericho to eventually pop back in the WWE, word is that he will not be returning anytime soon. I wonder what... what would have stopped? This would have been the time for Jericho to come back. Man, with all the 90s guys coming back, what would have possessed? You know, maybe Chris Jericho was just at that point in his life where he just doesn't give a damn anymore. What would have possessed Chris Jericho to just say to hell with it? I sincerely doubt it's the money, because really at this stage in the game, does Chris Jericho really care? I mean, is it really a money thing? Could it be a money thing at this point? You know, maybe he's tired. Vince McMahon is tired. Wrestling Observer Newsletter reporting that Vince McMahon backstage at Raw events appears to have been is significantly more tired looking than what he usually is. Once again, going back to the conversation we had before the break. Lots of people wondering how Vince's age is affecting the product and how much longer he'll continue to work the schedule that he does. Maybe Jericho is just tired. Maybe he just doesn't give a damn anymore. I'm sure there are lots of wrestlers like that. I mean, look at The Rock, you know. We've got The Rock coming back tonight. Once again, we're going to get to your calls. We're going to talk about Survivor Series here in just a little bit. I'm not going to monopolize the time this evening. I want to give the listeners the opportunity to get in on this conversation. But, you know, look at The Rock. The Rock leaves wrestling as a successful, and you can't deny that his movie career has been nothing short of stellar. Yes, you know, yeah, Doom is probably the notable exception. But there are some movies that he has done that have done phenomenally well. And yes, I'm taking the Tooth Fairy into consideration too when I say that. The Rock goes and comes back, plays this game with the fans. I love you, I'll never leave you again, and he leaves. Why aren't the fans, as a matter of fact, I'll put this out to the chat room. Why aren't the fans pissed off at The Rock for blatantly lying to them, saying that he will never leave them ever again, and he's working for the fans, and he's going to put 110%, when you can count the number of matches he's had You can count the number of matches he's had since returning to the WWE on your fingers. And then you got a guy like Cena, who right now, the Hulk Hogan of professional wrestling, getting booed out of the building by depending on your age demographic. If you're a male 18 to 35, you hate Cena. Most do. And if you're a woman aged infant to old age, and you're a child up to 18, you love Cena. So why isn't Rock more hated than Cena? Because isn't this the time, ladies and gentlemen, isn't this the time in our society where we hate people who do better than us? Did anybody catch the NASCAR race, the Homestead race, the last race of the season? Did anybody catch that? Her Majesty Michelle Obama was there to give the to start the race, and they announced her, and I swear to God, this is no lie. You can go. It was on Drudge. Homestead, Florida, booed her out of the racetrack. As a matter of fact, the announcer was moving along the announcements of who was there so fast to try to hope that the redneck folks that were there, the great folks down in Florida, it doesn't matter who they are. They put down redneck in the story. Are you kidding me? It doesn't matter. All NASCAR people are racist. Give me a break. Why don't we hate The Rock for blatantly lying to the fans? Anthony says it's because The Rock represents a time that wrestling was cool, but wrestling isn't cool now. My son's Power Pack came up to me today and said, "Dad, can we get Survivor Series?" I wasn't planning on purchasing. I was going to go ahead, and just like the rest of you, I was going to go and listen to Sunday Night Showdown tonight. So, I, being the responsible father that I am, said, "All right, son." I said, "Son, if you want to go ahead, you want to watch it, I'll let you watch it. You're going to go ahead. You're going to pay for it. And I'm telling you right now, it's probably going to be about $50. And that'll be coming out of, you know, your allowance. So I want you to think about this for a minute. You want to watch the Survivor Series. You get $5 a week. It's going to take you a little over 3 months to pay for that pay-per-view. Do you still want to watch it?" "Yes, I want to watch it because it's The Rock and John Cena and they're tagging up." Okay, all right. Go get your brother. All right. Go get your brother, see if he wants to go in half with you. And he said yes. Now, my kids love Cena. They're on the fence about The Rock. They don't know whether to like The Rock or to hate The Rock. And they asked me, "Dad, is The Rock a good guy or a bad guy?" I said, "Boys, I don't want to ruin it for you. What do you think? Do you like The Rock or do you hate The Rock?" "We don't know. We don't know if we should. Tell us what we should do." I'm like, "No, boys, that's not how it works. You have to decide. Okay, I'm not the government. I'm not going to tell you what to like and what not to like. You have to decide what you like and what you don't like. And if you like The Rock, fine. I'm going to tell you why I don't. And you may agree or disagree with me. But keep in mind, I have a grown-up's perspective. I have the perspective of sitting behind this microphone." Now, with that being said, I went to my son. I went to Power Pack. I said, "This is why I don't like The Rock." I said, "You're probably going to find this very difficult to believe, but The Rock lied." "Well, Dad, wrestlers lie all the time." "I know, but The Rock lied. He came out on television and said that he was never going to leave ever again. And he did. He told thousands and thousands of people, Alec, that he was here to stay and he was never going away. When the match was announced for him and Cena, he said that. And I cheered. I thought it was great. But then the weeks went by. We never saw him. He never came back. Except on the Titantron from time to time. And that's why Daddy doesn't care for The Rock. Because The Rock lied to the fans. And as somebody who's watched this product for so many years, I'd had enough. You can like Cena. I like Cena. I can tell you why I like Miz and Truth as a tag team. The fact that they were rightfully screwed, unrightfully screwed out of the tag team championships. I can tell you why I hate Kofi Kingston and Evan Bourne. You have to decide what you like and what you don't like. We'll find out tonight. I'm not letting them watch the whole thing, obviously, because they have school tomorrow, but I'm going to let them watch enough. At some point, you have to make a stand. At some point, you have to decide. Is this really the 99% crowd that we're dealing with here? I'm telling you, I weep for the future, because if the 99% are loving The Rock and really not looking at what's going on, I weep for the future of professional wrestling, and I weep for the future of the WWE. Oh, come on, Andy. You're just going over the top on this. Come on, it's wrestling. We're supposed to suspend disbelief. Come on. Just let them do what they do. Just let them go out and have some fun. Okay, they can do that on my television screens, but don't come to me and tell me. Don't go to me and tell me I'm going to DVR the pay-per-view. Don't go to me and tell me that you're going to come back and then not do it. Don't go to me. Don't insult my intelligence. I am not 8 years old anymore. I am an adult who is going to be buying this pay-per-view tonight for my kids. Of course, I'm going to be transferring the money out of their checking accounts tomorrow, their savings accounts tomorrow. But I'm the one being the responsible adult here. I'm the one going out and buying the merchandise. Why aren't people more angry at The Rock? Why aren't people more mad at the WWE? Because we're watching wrestling to suspend our disbelief. We want to be able to turn that television on, and for 2 hours, or in the case of Survivor Series tonight, for 3 hours, we just want to see a bunch of guys beat the living hell out of each other. And some guys we like more than others. And you know what? For some people, that's good enough. And if it's good enough for you, then hey, God bless you. But don't come to me and tell me how great The Rock is without doing your homework first. That's like coming to me and telling me how great the Obama administration is without going and doing your homework first. I, too, have been boycotting the WWE. I won't watch Raw. I will watch clips what I need to watch to effectively do this program. But I'm not watching Raw anymore. I'm not watching SmackDown. I'm watching Impact. But I am not going to watch Raw so long as Michael Cole is the lead announcer. But again, I pose the question to you, the intelligent professional wrestling fan. If you are one of the 99% and you are so mad at everything that's going on, if you're so angry and so upset, why are you not more upset at the WWE? Why aren't we seeing it at the live events? Why are we not seeing it at the television events? Why are we not seeing people out there calling for Michael Cole's head on a platter? Is the average wrestling fan that blind, that ignorant? Are they really so less concerned with what they see on their television screens? They're willing to go and camp out all over the United States and Canada and Australia. They're willing to camp out everywhere and suspend disbelief for 3 hours. But yet they'll go and they'll say, you know what? I hate Michael Cole. I can't stand him. Well, they'll go and they say, I hate Wall Street for taking all our money. But they won't go knocking on the doors of Titan Tower and say, get Michael Cole the hell off TV. Once again, it comes back to how serious of a wrestling fan are you? Do you love this product so much? Do you care about the product so much that you're willing to stand up and do something about it? And that is what every professional wrestler does every single day. They get up in the morning, I'm going to try to make this product better because I grew up with this product. I love this product. I want to be a part of this product. But they have lofty goals when they're down in the independents. And then as soon as they make the big time, they have to fall into the same corporate kiss ass way of doing things in order to keep their job. The WWE, oh my God, the WWE is the economy. Look at every single one of those people that are going to be in that arena tonight. Look at every single one of those people. Think about how much those people paid on tickets, on concessions, on souvenirs. Imagine how they went and stimulated the economy. Now, if they cared enough to get out of their homes, drive to the arena, put the money in the meter, go walk or drive, whatever they had to do to get to where they were going, to get to their seats in the arena, to get the kids popcorn and hot dogs, to sit down and watch Survivor Series live tonight. You mean to tell me that they couldn't pick up a phone if they didn't like Michael Cole and say, you know what, I don't like Michael Cole. Is it that difficult? Have we become that complacent in what we're willing and not willing to put up with anymore? I'm still occupy the WWE. Why the hell not? They make billions of dollars. The wrestlers make a lot. Well, the majority of wrestlers make a lot of money. I got to be careful what I say there. But I really want you to think about that, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to put that in your mind tonight. When you're listening to Michael Cole spout off about how much he would love to take The Miz to bed with him, think about what you like and what you don't like about this product. And if you don't like something, why are you, as the intelligent professional wrestling fan, not doing something about it? Oh, well, the WWE won't listen. BS! Look at Zack Ryder. Who would have thought Zack Ryder would be getting the push he's getting right now? Woo, woo, woo. You know it. My kids have been running around saying that all week. You had an opportunity to go and tell the WWE what you wanted on their network. You don't think they're going to listen to that? Now you got advertising dollars involved, baby. You got people that are going to be throwing money on that network. The WWE put itself in a position to where now they have to answer to the advertisers. Not a guaranteed rating, practically guaranteed rating every single week. What have we become as wrestling fans? What have we become? I'm going to take it one step further. And Anthony, you once again, you just segued into where I was going to go. Anthony, have you put in the Power Co-host, the Pro Wrestling Rewind Power Co-host contest yet? Because this is like the third time tonight you have put something on the chat room that I am about to segue into, which is the Zack Ryder petition for the U.S. title match. The WWE social media now sets itself in a position. Zack Ryder has thousands and thousands of names to petition the WWE to get him a U.S. title shot. I thought this was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And whatever platform he was using is making some money right now. Because people are going to that petition and they're signing the petition. The WWE can't ignore it. And if he doesn't get the title shot, which we know right now it doesn't look like he will, it looks like John, unless something changes, John Morrison is getting the title shot. Unless something changes tonight, why won't the WWE be picking up the phone, emailing the WWE, screaming bloody murder? Because they didn't get the U.S. title match. Card subject to change, they'll say, without notice. Let me take you back to a little title match from Halloween Havoc. Diamond Dallas Page and Goldberg, which went off the air at 11 o'clock. The pay-per-view scheduled for 3 hours. There was no overrun. WCW had no overrun. The pay-per-view ended. No winner in the title match. The thousands and thousands of dollars that World Championship Wrestling had to refund because the title match went off the air. So if World Championship Wrestling could recognize that it was going to be in the dog do by not providing excellent customer service to the fans, why can't the WWE do the same thing? This isn't rocket science we're talking about here, people. This is giving the fans what they want. Not Johnny Laryngitis. I was calling him Johnny Ace, but I love the laryngitis. Johnny Laryngitis coming out. Coming out saying, I'm going to give my 38,000 Twitter followers. Who the hell follows Johnny Laryngitis? Why would you follow? And I love the Dynamic Dudes. That was like one of my favorite tag teams. But I really, I've lost respect for one half of my favorite tag team. Why would Johnny Laryngitis come out and clearly not recognize what the fans want? Why would he do this? And don't tell me it's from a storyline standpoint. Make the match. It doesn't matter if Ziggy goes over. It doesn't matter. Ryder gets his title match. The people have spoken. Power to the people, baby. Power to the people. We made a stand. We signed a petition. We got Ryder his U.S. title match. It's that simple. But the WWE chooses to spin it. And this is, once again, those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat its mistakes. And once again, it happens here. The WWE had a golden opportunity to make the match. Thank the fans. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Fan. I'll say this sarcastically, of course. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Fan. We love you. We love the fact that you went and signed Zack Ryder's petition. Woo, woo, woo. You know it. We're going to give him the match. And then quietly behind the breath, be like, well, he ain't going to win. He ain't taking that U.S. title. I would love to see. Excuse me. I apologize. Once again, my throat is just, it's, I apologize here. We'll have another quick drink here. I could never do that on terrestrial radio. I could never take a drink on terrestrial radio and get away with it. Only here on the SNS Radio Network can I do such. They could make it a triple threat. But how soon, I ask you this, how soon after Ryder wins the U.S. title would they end up putting it on some other heel? Do you honestly think Zack Ryder has enough? At what point would the fans turn against Ryder? I don't think it would take too terribly long for that to happen. I really don't. I love CM Punk's line last night. First off, Michael Cole, did you notice Michael Cole's white suit last night, ladies and gentlemen? I want to get back to Johnny Laryngitis for just a minute. But did you see Michael Cole's white suit when CM Punk's music hit and there was that little dark spot just below his waist area? Did you notice how Michael Cole apparently needed a new pair of shorts after CM Punk came out. Now, I tried to brush it off later on, saying that he needed an apology. And then when he got up after the Anaconda Vice, when he got up, not only where was that dark brown spot, excuse me, but you know how when you get your clothes wet, you get a wet spot. He had a little wet spot going down around the knees. So, go back. I'm serious. Go back and check it. Michael Cole was in desperate need of a new pair of shorts. But I thought the screw you and your 38,000 followers, that was the raw line of the night, ladies and gentlemen. Screw you and your 38,000 followers. We here at the SNS Radio Network love all of our followers, whether they agree or disagree with every single one of us. You guys are the reason that we're here. I love it when I love it when people disagree with me. I think I prefer it when people disagree with me than don't agree with me. Seriously, not that I don't appreciate the people that agree with me. But when people don't agree with me, it's far more fun. All right, I went long in this segment. I apologize. We've got to take a break. When we come back, I will do what I said I was going to do. I am going to open the phone lines, and we're going to go ahead. We're going to get your picks for Survivor Series. And don't forget, 8 o'clock tonight, Sunday Night Showdown live. We're going to give you time from 7:30 Eastern to 8. We're going to give you time. Go get your pizza, your wings, your beer. Go make your munchie run. We'll give you plenty of time to get back in time for Sunday Night Showdown. So we'll open the phone lines when we come back. This is the Pro Wrestling Rewind right here on the SNS Radio Network.
This is the Pro Wrestling Rewind.
What it comes down to is being the best.
You talk about mind games. You talk about physicality.
The game!
Match, set, game over!
Look for the Authentic Wear label on the shirt.
Here comes the brain.
Sold only at WWEshop.com and at all WWE live events.
It's time.
It's time to stop
the name calling,
the hurt,
the bullying.
Because of race, creed,
color, sexual orientation,
it's time to treat everyone like you want to be treated.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time to eliminate.
Eliminate.
Eliminate the hate.
Eliminate the hate.
Eliminate the hate.
I hear voices in my head. They counsel me. They understand. They talk to me.
Since 1996, Audio Wrestling has been getting in the ring as your definitive source for all your wrestling desires.
Interviews with some of pro wrestling's biggest stars.
Providing you with a wide selection of award-winning wrestling shows from past and present. Such as
Ministry of Slam,
Monday Night Mayhem,
In Your Head,
WrestleCast,
Sunday Night Showdown,
Wrestling News Live,
Between the Ropes,
RVD Radio,
WrestleCast,
and Wrestle Talk Radio,
and many others.
If you can't get enough Mad Mania, climb into the ring with
Audio Wrestling.
www.audiowrestling.com.
And check out all the real voices of wrestling radio.
Audio Wrestling.
Keeping you tuned in.
Since 1996.
Hey guys, this is Glory, the WrestleWitch champion, and you're listening to The Power, Andy Knowles, on Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Serving humanity every week simply by showing up, half my brain tied behind my back just to make it fair. The Power, Andy Knowles, Pro Wrestling's Truth Detector, back here with you. The Pro Wrestling Rewind SNS Radio Network, now less than an hour away from the Survivor Series. We're going to open the phone lines right now. If you want to be on the program, multiple ways that you can be here, 501-588-7957, 501-588-7957 is the number to call. You can Skype us, look for SNS Radio Network, friend us that way, or right here to the right-hand side of your computer screen. You can actually click on the little Call Me button, and you can go ahead. You can call us that way. Did I just kick myself out of the chat?
The call. You can Skype us. Look for SNS Radio Network. Friend us that way. Or right here.
Did I just go ahead and what did I do? I kicked myself out there. I kicked myself out. That was actually quite interesting. I kicked myself out, and I caused myself a loop. But anyway, I digress. Let us, now that we've corrected that small little audio issue, it's what happens when you go on a Sunday night. Let's go to the phone lines. Caller, Pro Wrestling Rewind, line one. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Andy. It's Anthony.
Anthony, you're all bent out of shape, Anthony, because I haven't spoken about Mick Foley or about, what was the other thing? Mick Foley and Matt Hardy getting arrested again. So I, for your sake, because I am a man of the people, for your sake, I will talk about it. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who didn't know, Mick Foley was on Raw this past week, and Matt Hardy got arrested again, and his girlfriend won't bail him out. There you go.
Okay, I wasn't really bent out of it. I'm just saying you're probably not going to mention it, which is fine.
I just mentioned it for you, though.
All right.
So let's talk about Survivor Series. Go ahead.
And yes, I live in California by the porn area, so you don't have to ask me that question again. And no, I don't work in that industry.
Were they shooting porn again today, Anthony?
Well,
were they out there shooting? See,
there you go. China was around here.
There are some things I really don't need to know. But anyway, let's talk about Survivor Series. Are you buying the pay-per-view this evening?
No, I'm just supposed to going to be listening to the SNS and like that because I really just get WrestleMania and that's all. And because I really can't afford to get pay-per-view after pay-per-view, which is fine by me.
So this is not a pay-per-view that you are not necessarily looking for. It's not a pay-per-view that's jumping out at you saying, hey, I need to buy this pay-per-view.
Not really. You were asking why people are willing to forgive The Rock and all that.
Yes.
Well, maybe because he was really known during the Attitude Era, correct?
Correct.
Well, that was the time when like wrestling was really booming back again, really like becoming mainstream than it is right now. So you get all these people seeing The Rock come back, you're like, oh, you remember that time when he was here and that time during wrestling. Those were the days.
So it's okay for me. So I have to like The Rock because he was on wrestling back in the 90s. I have to like him just because he was in the Attitude Era.
Oh, hell no. The guy, the son of a bitch, lied. He said, I'll be back. Yeah, by Twitter, satellite, Facebook.
Exactly. The man couldn't even show up. The man couldn't buy a plane ticket and come to the arena. He had to be live via satellite. John Cena had valid points as it pertained to The Rock not showing up. And if anything, I thought this lended more credibility to John Cena heading up into the match at WrestleMania than it did The Rock. But once again, apparently I'm like the 1% of wrestling fans who can see the forest through the trees here.
But you got to remember what JJ made a valid point one time. The Rock doesn't have to be there. He's willing to be there, okay, one reason for the money, but Cena's there because he signed with the company to be there regularly. So if he was a mainstream movie star, would he be coming back more times than not?
And that's a fair point, but The Rock came out, and I don't want to harp this because I want to get on some of your picks, but The Rock came out on national television. I love you. I'm never going to leave you ever again. I am here for you, the WWE fans. I will have your babies. I will not go anywhere. And then a week later, he was nowhere to be seen.
This is how he goes one way and like that, then out of nowhere. And you were all complaining, so why is no one complains about how the company is all that?
Yeah.
Because it's easier to bitch and complain behind a computer screen or a chat room under a fake name than actually saying it and doing it in person.
So basically, the Occupy Wall Street protester has more balls than the person who sits behind a computer and chats all day.
Sitting on your ass just getting in the way is not really good sitting. Being proactive.
Well, that's a fair point, too. Let's take a look at some of the matches tonight. United States Heavyweight Champion Ziggy to defend against John Morrison. Should have been Mr. Woo Woo Woo, but not going to happen. Your thoughts?
It's going to be a good match if it's like anything like the one they had on Monday. But I'm probably like what most people saying, it's going to be a triple threat match. They're going to put Ziggler maybe in right in the end.
If that happens, if Ryder makes his way into the match and they make a triple threat, who comes out with the title?
I think had Ziggler, Ryder win it, then have Morrison just get so fed up, he becomes a heel. And if this is his last run in the company, because apparently he's not signed on to do anything else after December, let him and Ryder have a feud for a while and have Ziggler go for the world title.
Who do you like in the Divas Championship match, Beth Phoenix, to defend against Eve in a Lumberjill match, Divas surrounding the ring? No way for a countout to happen in this match. The Lumberjills will throw the opponent back in.
Can I throw this under? I don't give a really a shit about.
Yeah, but who do you like? I don't care. I don't care who you would crap on. Who do you like?
Well, I'm not going to see Eve shake her ass, so I'm not going to pick her and say let Beth have it, because at least it's a storyline with her. And as you realize, this whole Diva Doom, they're losing a lot, but if you look at it, it's mostly Natty losing the matches. So maybe Natty's just going to get fed up and challenge Beth for the belt.
Yeah, when is that going to happen?
Maybe Mania.
When is that going to happen? Yeah, leave it for Mania. Absolutely. That's the match. You want to talk about a match that needs to happen at Mania is by all means, Beth Phoenix and Natty Neidhart for the Divas title. That is the Divas match that would make me. That would, honestly, as difficult as this for me to say, that would put Mickey James, Trish Stratus to shame if that match gets booked and signed and happens at Mania.
Yeah, definitely, because their match at Mania 23 was definitely the classic, the women's match for Mania history.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt. Anything else tonight, Anthony, before I let you go?
Pretty much that's it. I hope you do good in that whole Rewind Idol thing you've been doing.
Yeah, you know, if you want to be part, I'm not going to call it Rewind Idol. Good God. If you want to be part, what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen, we are on the search for a new co-host here at the Pro Wrestling Rewind. All you have to do, just give us 30 seconds or so, 30 seconds a minute, why you want to be on the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Send the audio tape to ProWrestlingRewind@yahoo.com. Jeff and I are going to go through them, and we hope to announce a winner. We hope to get somebody, to take the co-hosting duties before the Craptacular. I'm hoping to announce it on the Craptacular, but we'll see.
All right, that was pretty much it. Also, Andy, you don't have to worry. Your order for those movies from the industry will be coming in a couple days.
All right, that's good to know. Just make sure that it's sent
and
in a plane.
And your Terry Runnels naked pictures should come in as well.
Just make sure that they send it in a plain brown wrapper. All right, appreciate that. Thank you very much, Anthony. You have a great night, sir.
All right, you too. Bye.
Let's continue on with our busy telephones. Head out to Denver, Colorado. You're on the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Line 2, go ahead. Line 2, are you there? Did we lose line 2? I think we lost line 2. All right. Well, anyway, we will attempt to get line 2 back on the program. If line 2 wants to call back, let line 2 back in. We'll let Denver, Colorado back in to the program. I take a look at some of the matches for Survivor Series. Really, this is not, on paper, it's not a bad looking card. 6 matches, they'll probably throw one more at us. Beth Phoenix taking on Eve Lumberjill match. I think that this one is pretty much a done deal at this point. I mean, Eve might as well not even show up. I seriously believe. I mean, does anybody in the chat room honestly think, for a moment, think that Eve has a shot, a hope in hell of winning this championship? I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's not going to happen. I will be the most surprised person on the planet if, in fact, Eve goes over. I'm picking Beth Phoenix. Beth Phoenix has had a great run. And you know what? She should have got this title back in Buffalo. There's not enough here for me for everything that she's getting to do. The fact that she didn't get this title in Buffalo and she had to go a couple of matches with Kelly to go and get it, that's nuts. She should have squashed Kelly on the first match. United States Heavyweight Championship right now, as it is signed, Ziggy taking on Joe Moe for the championship, the United States Championship tonight. The wild card, the X factor in this, is what's going to happen to Woo Woo Woo. What's going to happen to old Zacky Ryder boy if this does come and become, in fact, a triple threat? If it's Jomo, I'm sorry, but Ziggy retains. You know, is it my imagination, or really has Ziggy had a very lackluster U.S. title run? Honestly, I think when I look at the secondary champions, Cody Rhodes has had a better run as the Intercontinental Champion. He's the stronger of the two secondary title holders right now. It's in all seriousness. I can't see where Jomo goes over in this match. I'm just not buying it. Where does he go? That's one thing I miss from professional wrestling. That the days when the unexpected happened, when Honky Tonk Man won the Intercontinental title from Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, we're all like, "What the hell?" I'm like, "Oh, this ain't gonna last. He's gonna get the title back," and he never did. Longest Intercontinental title reign in history, Honky Tonk Man. I love those title wins that just come out of nowhere. Honestly, I would love to see John Morrison win this championship tonight. I would love to see it. And I could see Woo 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 coming out, interfering in the match, and causing Ziggy to lose the championship. Because then Ziggy and Zach will go back and forth for a while. And the chat room, Anthony mentioning the fact that Ziggy had a watchable match with Rey Mysterio II this past week on SmackDown, and he did. Really, to his credit, Rey Mysterio II is doing a phenomenal job. Maybe there's a little less hate on the man, one could hope. But all things being equal, I will assume and take the United States champion to retain against Jomo. Now, if Zack Ryder is in the match, if it's a triple threat, then I pick Zack Ryder to win. A traditional Survivor Series elimination tag team match, 5-on-5, Team Orton versus Team Barrett. You know, remember the days, remember the days when the Survivor Series, every match was the Survivor Series. And then the second year of the Survivor Series? They took the winners of the Survivor Series matches and then they put them together in a grand survival match. The grand match for survival. Does anybody remember that? I remember that. That was tremendous. This is going to be a spot fest for those of you that are watching the Survivor Series tonight. Really, I don't understand why Barrett is teaming this group, to be perfectly honest with you. Who is on this team? You've got Wade Barrett, you've got the U.S. and the Intercontinental Champ. So the U.S. title holder wrestles twice tonight. Oh my God, could you imagine? Okay, here comes number 11, excuse me. excuse me. Could you imagine the arrogance that Ziggy gets coming out of this pay-per-view if he wins twice? Could you imagine if he manages to be on the surviving end of this particular traditional Survivor Series match and then goes on and defends the U.S. title? He'll never shut up. Vicky will never shut up. I am floored. I am floored by this. Cody Rhodes, Intercontinental Champion. Jack Swagger. Unico. Is it Unico? I could say it in French. Unico. Ziggy, who's replacing Christian, which is really too bad. I would have loved to have seen Christian in this. And the All-American Jack Swagger. Taking on, anybody else? Where's Evan Bourne? How come Evan Bourne is not in this match? Oh, wait a second. Correct me if I'm wrong. But didn't Evan Bourne just get busted for a 30-day suspension? Didn't he just get busted for a 30-day suspension of the that joke of a wellness policy? I got to go back and I got to check. Here's something else. If he was in fact suspended, if he's suspended for 30 days, Evan Bourne is, as one half of the tag team championship team, how come those belts, how come Kofi Kingston still has one half the belts? They've got to defend the titles in 30 days. He's suspended for 30 days. Those titles should have been declared vacant. Once again, the WWE hoping and praying that you're ignorant. Hoping that you won't recognize the rules. But we here at the Pro Wrestling Rewind will keep you informed. So, one half of the tag team champions soon to be suspended. Rey Mysterio the second, Randy Orton teaming. You look at the picture at WWE.com. Look how white the Great White Hope is. Look how white Sheamus is compared to everybody else. That is scary. He makes everybody else look like they have jaundice. Does the Great White Hope. And of course, Batista Jr. is going to be in the match as well. Now, it's not enough to go and just pick a winner in this. You have to go and pick the winning people on the side that's going to win. So, you've got Wade Barrett versus Orton. And who are they going to take with them? So, let us break this down. Who has the most to lose? Well, the champions, it doesn't matter. The champions are in there for fluff. And really, if they lose here, it's really no big deal. So I don't see Kofi Kingston, Rhodes, or Ziggy making it through this. So I'm going to take the three of them out right now. The Great White Hope needs to win. So I'm going to keep him in. I'm going to say Team Orton wins. And I'm going to say it's going to be the Great White Hope and, but what about Batista the second? Let me think. Unico, I don't know enough about him to really give a damn. So I think it's going to come down. It'll be Barrett versus the Great White Hope and Orton, and Orton and the Great White Hope are going to smack him around. So I'm going to pick Orton and the Great White Hope to win. I don't think they'll keep Batista the second around. A lot. Excuse me, I'm coming up on number 12 here. I apologize. Never try to broadcast when you're sick, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, next. We have... Who we got next here? Give me just a moment here. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Do we want to talk about... What do you want to talk about next? Talk about the U.S. title match? I don't know. The higher power has just stepped into the booth here. Who are you looking forward? Because you know you're going to be watching. So out of these matches, which one are you the most concerned with? What is the one match here that really has you jumping up and saying, you know what, I really want to see this particular match? Mm-hmm. But we'll do The Rock and John Cena last. I'll tell you what. Here's what we'll do. Let's do this. Let's talk about Alberto Del Rio and Punk for the WWE Championship. Nothing, ladies and gentlemen, would please me more than to see CM Punk back on the world title scene. However, I don't think it's going to happen. Alberto Del Rio defends. And really... The only title hope, and what I mean by hope, I think the only title that really has a chance of changing hands here is Mark Henry versus The Big Show. So here's the question you've got to ask yourself. Is this run with Mark Henry, do they want to extend this out into the Rumble? I just had a thought, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Henry, the World Heavyweight Champion, if they can take him into Mania and put him against The Undertaker for number 20, that's a gimme match right there. That's your 20, and he takes the title. So, that being said, Mark Henry takes the World Heavyweight Championship from Big Show. That's going to be a hell of a match, though. Man, the super heavyweights, and you got super heavyweights that can move. That's the great thing about this, is you've got super heavyweights that can move. The main event, John Cena and The Rock taking on The Miz and Ron the Truth Killings. The real winners in this match, ladies and gentlemen, or I should say the real winner in this match, is, beyond a shadow of a doubt, Ron the Truth Killings. Who would have thought, ladies and gentlemen, that Ron the Truth Killings would be in the main event of the WWE's second longest running pay-per-view in history? The Miz has already won at WrestleMania. He can go to his grave knowing that he won at WrestleMania. But now you've got Ron the Truth Killings. The Rock's already been here. Cena's been here. This is Ron the Truth Killings' time to shine tonight. If he wants to go anywhere from a character standpoint after this, he's got to pull off some incredible moves tonight. Let's go back to the phones real quick, and then I'll give you my pick on this. Pro Wrestling Rewind, line one. Go ahead, sir.
Andy.
Good evening.
This is the Midnight Man. I'm laying in my hospital bed, and me and the board of SNS and WNL say you must have your new co-host, Michael Cole, or you're fired.
I would stop the rewind right now, this very second, if somebody came to me and said Michael Cole was going to be the co-host of this program. I would delete every single archive of this program before I would allow the name Michael Cole to somehow make its way onto my airtime. But how the hell? No, hang on.
You have to work with him.
Nope.
Or live with him.
Wouldn't work with him. Wouldn't live with him. Would go back to Canada before I would let that happen.
Remember one thing, though, Andy.
Yeah.
Think is always listening to the archives. Cole knows everything you're saying about him.
And he knows how to get a hold of me, too. I am not a very difficult person to find.
And that's the truth.
How the hell are you?
I am recovering from blood in the throat. And they just let me back last week. I died 3 times.
Did I hear you right? You said you've died 3 times?
Yes. And I was in a coma, and they brought me back, and now they're just watching my throat.
Good God.
It's filling up with blood. The voice chip in there got... I don't know what the word they use. These doctors are nuts, but it hurt like hell. I woke up one day after, I think it was after a Monday night show, and I woke up at 3:30, and I put my hand down on my bed, and I picked it up, and there was blood, so I figured... I called my brother-in-law and the nurse, and they brought me in, and they said the voice chip and something else got sidetracked, and they had to put me under, so I'll be home for Crap Tackler number 6, and I'm going over to my ma's for Thanksgiving, so I'll be leaving the hospital tomorrow.
Now, are you going to be buying the pay-per-view tonight? I would imagine you're not going to be buying the pay-per-view, but you'll be listening to SNS.
I got it on stream on my computer, and I will be connected with Jeff.
Okay. Well, this is an honor. I'm going to give you, I'm going to close, I'm going to shut the phone lines down right now. It's going to be you and I for the next 4 minutes to finish out this program. Let's talk about the main event here for just a minute, Mario, because you've got John Cena and The Rock taking on The Miz and Ron the Truth Killings.
The Rock will turn on John.
The Rock will turn on John, so you are expecting then Ron the Truth Killings and The Miz to win tonight.
That's the only way that 28 will go.
And why do you say that? Why do you think that?
Because they're going to wrestle at WrestleMania on April 1st, correct?
I believe it's April 1st, yes, but they are in, correct me if I'm wrong, they're in Miami. They're in The Rock's hometown.
Well, he is the big boy of wrestling and Vince McMahon's backside, so in order to keep this going, he has to turn on John and take all three of them out tonight.
Well, let me ask you this. If that's the case, if they turn The Rock heel, does it really matter? Because people aren't going to, I was just saying early in the program, I don't know if you were listening earlier in the program, but I said it doesn't matter what The Rock does. The Rock could club a baby seal and it wouldn't matter. People would still like him.
Now, if you say baby seal, that will bring in Jesse Ventura and you're going on his turf because Jesse is a seal. Rock's just somebody that is famed from his father on up, and in wrestling's in the blood of the Rock family. So Rock's just living off Daddy's name. The movies and all that are good, but that's the way I see it.
And
this thing with Morrison,
yeah,
he's living under the Benoit curse. That's why since then, from ECW, when he took over for that situation, and your show on Benoit was terrific.
Indeed.
What you covered with Adam Martin, the baby face of wrestling. When you did that show, that was terrific. The way you lined everything out.
Oh, I appreciate it. That was a while ago.
Yes, and I still have it on archive. And what got me going was they put on Wasted News Live and that to bring me out of the damn coma. Can you believe that?
You listen, the Pro Wrestling Rewind brought you that. The Pro Wrestling Rewind and Wrestling News Live brought you out of a coma.
Yeah, because every time I go under, they put the headset on and uh-huh. they play music and the stuff I like. And I'm arguing me, too, that my mom says, stick a dad on him and just put the thing on low and let the thing go. And then when I was coming, too, I said, what the hell did you put Wasted News Live on? I want to still be under for that one. But the main thing is Survivor Series to me is a joke because it's not like the past, Andy.
Yep.
We are old school.
Correct, we are. We are very much so.
And yes. And what Trey said on Monday, he spoke for me.
Yes.
Because we are old school, and the way kids today are downing on the wrestling situation, I burn them. I listen to you guys first to get the feel of it. If I'm not going to like what you guys say in Jeff's grade, I erase them. Because back in our day, we enjoyed wrestling. Today, it's a damn joke.
You'll get no argument from me on that. You and I could spend an entire hour and a half talking about.
And the main thing is, you were talking about who will take over for Vince.
Yes.
Stephanie already said, Daddy, step aside. You're here, but you're not. I'm taking over. So the family's already got that situation under control.
But is she? I'll ask you this, Mario, and I'm running out of time here, but I'll ask you this. Is she running the show? or is Hunter running the show? Your thoughts?
I think they're both, because he married into money and what he loves the best.
Yeah.
And that's the way it will go down. And when Shane stepped back a while ago, before he left, he figured, well, sister won't cut me a piece of the cake, so I'm gone. Forget it.
Oh, man. Are you going to be listening to Sunday Night Showdown tonight?
I'm dream right now.
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. I am dedicating tonight's program, this program tonight, I am dedicating tonight's special Sunday night edition of The Rewind to you, sir.
Okay, my friend.
This is tonight was your show tonight. I don't know what Jeff's going to do. I don't know what SNS is going to do in 30 minutes. It's entirely up to them. But this program tonight...
Oh, if they have roll-ups and ramps and John Cena wins, he'll go off.
All right. Well, you stay well, all right? You stay in touch, and you call back into the program. I'll keep an open line for you anytime. Okay, Mario?
Okay, dude.
All right, man. You have a great night. You stay well.
Bye.
Mario Midnight Man, one of the longtime listeners here on the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Man, great to hear from him. Dead three times. The man died three times and came back. Put the Rewind on and put Wrestling News Live on to come out of a coma. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a dedicated fan. I feel all warm and fuzzy now. And I can't think of a better way to end the program than on that particular note, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so, so much for being with us tonight. This special edition of the Pro Wrestling Rewind here, where we'll get the archive up tomorrow. You can go ahead, you can check it on anytime. You have 30 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, 30 minutes to go grab your groceries. Come on back, grab your pizza, your wings, whatever you're going to get. Grab your beer, your soda, your Zuma, whatever, your Mike's Hard Lemonade, whatever you're going to get. Go get the pay-per-view, turn the volume down, and listen to Sunday Night Showdown 30 minutes from now right here on said network, the SNS Radio Network. Remember, boys and girls, as always, please remember. Actually, before I forget, quick programming note. Yes, we will be on. I was asked, because am I on tonight, am I doing Wednesday? Yes, we will be back to our normal time slot this Wednesday. We will be back 9 o'clock Eastern, SNS Radio Network. Make sure that you are here. Make sure you tell your friends, be here. And the live chat, Anthony, nobody's buying it. Nobody's believing what you're selling. But anyway, until next time, and for Mario Midnight Man, who is out there, we want you to get well, brother. Remember, especially you, Mario, take care of the energy inside yourself. After all, that's where your true power lies. And God of radio willing, and if the higher power lets me, I will be back to play with you all again next week. Stand by, 30 minutes from now, Sunday Night Showdown returns right here. Why would you go anywhere? There's only one place to be. On a pay-per-view Sunday. Only one place. And that's the SNS Radio Network. Have a great night, everybody. Enjoy your pay-per-view. And we'll catch you on the flip side.
This is the Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Oh, come on. No threat, a NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe, still wet behind the ears, a red line river just jamming his gears. There are those that are and those that ain't. The quickest get stickers, he was nothing but paint. Chartreuse paint.